sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and
here we are, folks.
And a country boy can survive.
The dog, the shotgun, the kids, the four-wheel drive. Well, we're in North Dakota anyway, and we're live. And we've got James in North Carolina with us. James, I apologize for talking over you constantly. I'll let you talk here in just a moment. James, the microphone's yours. Continue your thought.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, and I'm going to forewarn you, this may send you into a screaming, slobbering fit. It may anger you beyond your control.
Now you got me excited. I'm ready. Go.
Well, I've got about half a dozen points here of why I believe that Dr. Fauci, all 4'9" of him, is probably the most dangerous man in America. And I'll just go down my points.
Well, your first point there. I agree with you completely. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, here's some things I found out about it. First of all, he has never a single day of his life actually practiced medicine. He went straight from medical school into the federal bureaucracy back in 1968, and he's been hibernating there. He's been at NIH all this time. Sort of parallels Chuck Schumer's career, who went straight from law school into politics. And
parallels Joe Biden's career, who went he's never had an honest job in his life.
Yeah. Let me go on my second point. At NIH, he has been, just to give you an idea of all he has produced in his more than 50 years in government, and all this time at the National Institutes of Health, they have not yet produced a single vaccine that has been proven to be effective. Not one,
right.
Not the first one. Nothing
Correct.
Has come out of NIH.
And they've had plenty of them that have proved to be deadly.
That's right, yes, absolutely. Also, as he is, well, in all this time, of course, he's risen up through the ranks. He is now the top spokesman and lobbyist for NIH. And during his 52-year tenure there, the NIH budget has risen from $980 million to over $41 billion, which is approximately a 4,000% increase.
Yes, and I don't know whether you could hear the engineer astutely adding to your idea there that, yes, he's produced no vaccines that have any utility. They have great harm and cost many billions. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Well, just as an example, he is, for more than 30 years now, he has been promising to deliver an AIDS vaccine, and yet we have nothing. Absolutely nothing has come out in that on that front, and all he has managed to do with that is manage to get more and more of the NIH budget funneled into his own particular area. You know, he has one agency within NIH which does the vaccine research, and that has just become the huge, I mean, that's just swallowing up almost all of the budget, his own particular area of work at NIH.
I couldn't hate Fauci more. You know, you're right. One of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous and harmful and destructive man, using the term man loosely, in the U.S. And he Fauci, a revealing moment for me, was in the House Oversight Committee hearing, actually conducted by the Democrats, but the Republicans got their five-minute moments to question Fauci. And Jim Jordan, great patriot congressman of Ohio, he just took Fauci apart. He just ripped him to shreds. And Jordan was angry. He was on fire. And he just ripped Fauci apart. But what was revealing to me was the reaction on Fauci's face as he smirked. He had this blank-faced grin. The way Fauci looked at Jordan and responded to Jordan's very passionate, serious questions, like Jordan would be talking about scores of millions of Americans who've lost their jobs, lost their savings, lost their businesses, lost everything, lost their homes because of your lockdown, Fauci. And Fauci, you would expect at least somebody to at least have a somber face faced with that statement. No, Fauci got a big grin when Jordan was talking about people being desperate and destroyed all over America by the millions. Fauci couldn't control his grin, his big fat smile on his little tiny body. And to me, what that did, here's what that told me, James, as if I didn't already know it. Evil. Evil. It's only evil that smiles. It's only pure evil that smiles and laughs as its torture victim writhes in agony.
He may have a sadistic side to him. I grant you that.
I think he is. We're finding this out, and of course, what is the great battle? You sound like you've been around the track a few times yourself. And what have we seen in our long lives? It's the age old story. Everything that's going on is a battle between good, like the people that listen to this network, and evil. And it has always been so, and always will be, a battle between good and evil. And the worst of the evil are really evil. And we're seeing that right now. It's just being played out on TV screens so openly, so brazenly, hidden right in front of our faces. So this is a test. What we're going to find out on November 3rd is how many good people are there, good and intelligent people are there in the U.S., and remember, with the caveat, I have to put the proviso in here, put an asterisk on that statement, because the numbers that you and I get when you and I are watching on November 3rd, we'll be glued to our TV sets watching the early returns from North Carolina and Pennsylvania to see how it's going there, see what the trends are. But are they lying to us? Again, are these numbers lying numbers? Are they fake numbers? Do they include massive election fraud? The president says it's going to happen. Election fraud is going to happen in this election, and it's going to be the most corrupt election ever in American history. And I think I'm certain he's right. So when you and I are chewing on the numbers on November 3rd, are we even getting true numbers? So it's and of course, why are the numbers faked? Because evil stops at nothing. Evil doesn't care if people die, if they writhe in agony. They don't care if your business goes down. They don't care if your kids, don't get an education. They don't care about that. They're evil. Evil is evil. There's no way to put lipstick on that pig. It's evil. And so we now, for 4 years, we've experienced this miraculous moment of good, where goodness in the person of Donald Trump came into our lives and was, manifest every day. We've been enjoying Donald Trump every day and presuming, in my case, he was going to be reelected because of the brilliance, the magnificence, the glory of his achievement. How could he not get reelected? But then, you know, evil is not, as I said, stops at nothing. So a scamdemic that, you know, killer doctors, that's nothing for them. So the American communists collaborating with the Chinese communists to take down patriots like you, that's just another day at the office for them.
I've got one more.
Sure.
I want to hear one. This may be the one that does it to you. This is something that I've been in the process of researching, and I'm still in the process, so there's probably quite a bit more. But what I found out that Dr. Fauci was very much involved. In fact, he supervised much of this research, covert research, I might add, at NIH. It was in conjunction with the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, and they were studying methods to weaponize coronavirus by making it more virulent and more infectious. So Fauci has been very much involved in biowarfare during his time at NIH.
Yes, and I'm wondering, a very good question posed by James folks there in North Carolina. Yes, why hasn't there been more reporting on the career of, I heard the same things. I want to know more. I've heard that Fauci is up to his 4'9" of ears and eyeballs in collaboration with the Wuhan Level 4 laboratory. I read somewhere that he was involved in getting money sent to that laboratory. So why is there no discussion of this? I want to know Fauci's history. In fact, that would have been wonderful. Jim Jordan was wonderful. He took Fauci apart. Would have been a great moment to say, Fauci, hey, look, have you ever had anything to do with the Wuhan lab? Have you ever directed any money to the Wuhan lab? Even a gutsy patriot like Jim Jordan might have not been able to ask those questions. But yeah, so go ahead. Now, so far you haven't made me angry at all. You've delighted me, James. So.
Oh, really?
I agree with everything you're saying. You must be in Western North Carolina.
Well, Charlotte is in the western half of the state. It's in Western Piedmont. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's where the best North Carolinians are. Thank you. Yes, sir.
No, I was just going to stick up. We've got good people all across the state.
Yes, you do. North Carolina, Donald Trump will carry North Carolina. But I'll tell you, those people in Appalachia, in the west of North Carolina, in the hills there, in the hollers, ooh, that's the best right there. That's where, that's where your best bluegrass comes from.
Yeah. Well, I guess I guess I pretty much run the course. I'll get off now if somebody else wants to talk with you. So we'll chat later. Bye-bye.
All right. See you. Thanks. That was great, folks. James in North Carolina. If I had to spend my days somewhere in some part of the United States, Western North Carolina would be on my short list. I remember once I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And I didn't know that route, actually. And I needed to get to Atlanta from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And I saw, I pulled out my map there. I'm sitting in my car and I can see the shortest route. I said, wow, I don't have to go on the interstate. Here's a shorter route I can take. And I could see on the map, it said Smoky Mountains National Park. I said, that's kind of neat. I'll get to see Smoky Mountains National Park, which I've never been in, and I'll get to Atlanta faster. Well, I was half right. I did get to see Smoky Mountains National Park, which is wonderful. But here's the catch, folks. When you drive through the twisting hairpin turns, going through the beautiful Smoky Mountains National Park, this posted speed limit, I can't remember if it's 10 miles an hour or 20 or 15, but it's really low. Get ready for a long ride. Better if you're in a hurry, take the interstate. Anyway, is that Smoky Mountains? Hoo-wee, is that beautiful? All right, let's go to another caller, James in Vancouver, and then we'll get to Dr. Kelly in California. James in Vancouver, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I hear you.
Hi. Another question could be asked to Dr. Fauci when he's under oath is how much money he stands to make off this virus, so-called virus, and its proposed vaccine. That would be a question I'd ask him. How much
yes.
is he personally going to make out of this deal?
Yeah, and
see
his
what
wife.
He does.
Yeah, he and his
well,
wife.
Well, I'd want to ask that question, and I'd go after him on that end of it. And I think that would make the American people
I'll tell you something
more
there, James. Hey, us James has got to stick together. I'll tell you something, James. The when you know, depending on how this thing turns out, if Donald Trump is beaten, he'll only be beaten by this virus. Nothing else would have beaten the president. And our people's inability to comprehend the falsity of the virus and the pan
right.
and the panic surrounding it. The that's the only thing that will beat Donald Trump. The hero, the left, you know, they're tearing down statues like crazy right now. I'll tell you what they're going to melt those statues down, and they'll be putting up bronze statues of Anthony Fauci. Because he is their demigod. He is their hero now. He is the Washington Post wrote a story about Dr. Fauci. A news story. It was not an opinion piece or a, you know, bio. It was a news story, and they referred to Dr. Fauci as the revered. That was the adjective they used. The revered Dr. Fauci. And that's a term. I mean, that's a term of worship. That's a term of hero worship. So Fauci's already a huge hero on the left. And he is, if Donald Trump wins, I think Donald Trump will find a way to, on our behalf, get even with Fauci. But, you know, I'll tell you what makes me encouraged right now is that I'm going to read a story to you. You stay on the line here. I'm going to read a story from Dan Bongino. You know who Dan Bongino is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's great. He's one of our best Patriot, you know, analysts. And so Bongino writes this today, this morning. He wrote this on his – he still has a Facebook account. They haven't deleted him yet as far as I know. So he was able to write this, which means you and I were able to read it. Here's what he wrote this morning about Joe Biden. Conservative pundit and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino declared Sunday morning, that's this morning, that former Vice President Joe Biden is suffering a rapid cognitive decline. And Bongino suggested that his sources were close to the situation. So it's very good. Bongino is not a BSer. So he means it when he says something. And then here's a quote. Bongino writes, Biden's mental acuity has been a frequent theme of discussion, primarily among conservatives, though Democrats have also acknowledged potential problems on occasion. Not a joke and not hyperbole. I'm, that's Dan Bongino, hearing from people close to the situation that Biden's cognitive decline is rapidly worsening, to which I insert hallelujah, and is becoming increasingly difficult to mask. It's a nice verb to use here. The Democrats are going to have to make a decision soon. Now, let me bring you back, James, because you never got to react to that. I want to hear your reaction. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Hey, folks, we're back.
Here, some might call me a good time.
Hey, I didn't die on you. I didn't catch COVID-19. I didn't pass out in the street. So you're apparently still alive there in the audience, most of you anyway, even though the COVID-19's raging. It's raging through our population, folks. You know, one of the people that, you know, really, what a person who really didn't take any BS was Merle Haggard, the people's poet, as he was known. And how much we miss him now. And another great woman we miss, another patriot, is George Jones. And those two names, folks, they got to mean to some of you that really know country music, those two names got to mean a lot. And, you know, we play a lot of Merle Haggard on this show, and it's really great stuff. I mean, it's better than I am. It's the best part of the show, isn't it? So some of you tune in just to hear the Merle Haggard. Come on, admit it. Get Kelso off. Get Merle Haggard on. Okay, all right. I'm going to put a little Merle Haggard on right now, and I'm going to put some George Jones on right now. This is a tribute to Merle Haggard, and George Jones is singing at this tribute, and he's singing a song with Merle. Merle walks on stage. He's singing with Merle a song called, you got to love this song, folks, and it's really appropriate to us, The Way I Am. by Merle Haggard. So listen to this, Chip, for just a moment. I'll play just a little of it. And I mean, what these two voices, these two men, George Jones and Merle Haggard, who could replace them?
I have just got to say something here before I do anything, Merle. I've got to say what a thrill this is. To be on stage as the old rhymer with Merle Haggard. My favorite singer since Hank Williams Sr. And I mean it with all my heart. But the main thing, we're on stage tonight for real country music.
That's American music. These side men are the best in the business. Here it comes.
Wish I was down.
Blue Bayou.
Bamboo cane.
Bamboo cane.
Stuck in the sand. But the road I'm on don't seem to go. I'm just dreaming, keep on being the way that I am.
That's what we do, all of us. The way we are. Don't fit our shackles. Yeah, we live in the real world.
I can almost see.
Oh. That little part there, forgive me for cutting in. That's the part you're not going to understand. I can almost see a little bobber dancing, you know, like a little fishing bobber. He's got that cane pole and the stuck in the sand in a Louisiana blue bayou. So he's talking about the life that all of us really deserve, but we just don't seem to get. And Merle Haggard is singing for us. He is our poet. We just keep dreaming. Being the way we are. Listen to that fiddle, the best. This is it to Ryman. Here comes Merle. Now, what did he just sing there? Wish I could enjoy what makes my living. What I do with a willing hand. That's all of us. We just keep on going. And wish we could enjoy it. This road that we're on.
Some would run. Oh, but that ain't like me.
That ain't like us.
I just dream, keep on being the way I am.
Then together, here they come. The way I am don't fit my shackles.
Oh, it would have come on. Generations.
These damn commercials.
Yeah. I can almost see.
Okay. Here we go. Let's take a little break. Tom in Utah, stay there. James in Vancouver, stay with us. Dr. Kelly in California. We'll get to all of you. Keep on being the way you are.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
And I just love that little bit of Merle Haggard and George Jones. And I realized more fully than I had before I put the song on, how in his song, The Way I Am, Merle Haggard, who wrote that song, and George Jones, who's singing it, they're singing about us. All the lyrics in that song are really about what it's like to be a patriot. It's a wonderful song. And we lost George Jones in 2013, the age of 81, and we lost Merle Haggard in 2016 on his birthday, April 6th, 2016. And how old was he? Merle was 79. Anyway, now let's go to we had James in Vancouver on. James, do you have a final thought before we go to Tom in Utah?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Fauci works for the Central Intelligence Agency, so does Soros. These guys work for the CIA.
Yeah, oh yeah, these guys are, Fauci is as deep state yeah, dirty as you can get. You sir, are right.
And that's how they're using China. China's brought into this, of course, because you can get all these security clearances, you see, if you're on the inside, right? That's what they're doing.
So yeah.
They're setting up a big scam here to make money off the American people. And the vaccine is what they want to kill us with.
Yeah, and remember, I said this in one of the last two shows. I said this, whoever's trying to make money on this deal, I'm sure people, you know, like these dirtbags are trying to make money. But more importantly for evil, you have to remember the motive. I'm not trying to preach here, but what motivates evil? Is it making money? Is that, I mean, if evil, no, that's not the motive for evil. The motive for evil is evil. The motive for evil is that agony, as you are tortured to death, as your country is wrecked, as your civilization is destroyed, the pleasure, the high for evil is watching your pain.
Well, I was going to say, as well as the power, it's money and power, probably power more.
Yes, and the power, exactly. Another way to put it, exactly, that's right, watching your pain. But what is someone who can watch your pain? That's a person who has total power over you. And the way they prove to themselves that they have total power over you is to inflict pain on you, something you don't want. They can force you to experience pain. And that proves in their twisted, evil self that they have power, that they rule.
And also they too are on a short leash as well. They've got to do what they're doing.
Well, hey, thank you very much, James in Vancouver. Okay. Very perceptive. Okay. Everybody's perceptive today. Let's go to another sage. We got three of them. We got Wayne in Texas, Tom in Utah, and Dr. Kelly in California. Let's go first to Tom in Utah. Tom, share some wisdom.
James, I'm really hurt. You really offended me when you implied, or how to say, actually supported the statement of Fauci. I was about to say fallacy. When you said that the million, thousands of people that left Wuhan were carrying this virus in their bodies. Is that not what I heard you imply?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But I said that I don't know how they spread the virus, but it is remarkable that hundreds of thousands of international travelers were encouraged by the Red Chinese Communist Party. And by the way, you can't get a visa or a ticket out of Red China if you're Chinese unless it's stamped probably three or four times by the Communist Party. So they wanted those people, whatever their method of spreading the virus was, Tom, the remarkable thing is that a government that knew that it had a very lethal virus, that they encouraged hundreds of thousands of international travelers to fly over the world, all over the world. That in and of itself, whatever else they may have been doing, carrying in their suitcases or in their pockets or in their bodies, that was an act of war on the whole world.
They had to have a high number to hide the hundreds of individuals that were carrying the vials.
Oh, that's an interesting point. I didn't think of that. You could hide the key transporters of the virus in a flood of otherwise innocuous people. Interesting. Very. I didn't think of that. That's very smart, Tom.
And you have them visit their family members that own the packing plants in the United States and the whole world. You notice a lot of the packing plants are owned by the Chinese. In fact, my family's operation up here in northern Utah was purchased, or they sold it to the Chinese. So if you're going to have Chinese-operated packing plants, food processors, right, how convenient is that to have a family member, friend coming to visit you, and at the same time bringing you a package of contaminant?
Exactly. Yeah, I think the Chinese buy most of the American pork.
That's true. Down in southern Utah, the Circle 4 pig farm is a primary provider for China.
Yes, and exactly. That's a very
good
point. They have your point, which is better than mine. They have absolute carte blanche, open access, free reign in these meat plants, some of which, many of which they actually own. So yes, could they put the virus in meat all over America? Yes, easily. And it is interesting that, for instance, in South Dakota, which had almost no coronavirus and no shutdown or lockdown, no masks, none of that garbage, nevertheless, in their meat packing plants in South Dakota, they had outbreaks in the meat packing plants.
Right. People don't like to hear this because that interferes with their where's the beef habits. But in fact, that is the only fomite that is capable of vectoring these pathogens. You know, that's why I made choices, you know, 30 years ago when I finally almost met my death on the steel table. I said, okay, I know where this crap comes from. I know how it moves. I know what's required to preserve it and perpetuate it. So why am I participating?
Let me save the audience a lot of time here and save you some time too. And that is, I've had long conversations with Tom in Utah. They're a brilliant man, brilliant, brilliant on all these topics, and typical of the audience. You guys are so smart. You're smarter than the host. And Tom has made the choice in his life to be a vegan. To correct me if I'm wrong, Tom. And one of his conclusions, which he and I have talked about a lot, and it's very valid, very strong thinking, is that the best food we eat is non-animal, and some of the worst foods we're eating are animal, including milk products. So that's, am I fairly summarizing?
You know, the egg is one of the primary vectors for the COVID, or for the corona.
Yeah.
Because the chicken is a vulture.
Yeah.
The chicken is a vulture.
It's very interesting. But in the emergency that we're in right now, folks, long-term, giving people nutritional advice, you know, you got a lot of good advice to give, Tom, but right now, this is a life or death situation, and nobody's going to, like, you know, not eat eggs tomorrow morning as their response to, you know, anything we say, including myself. Well, I'll probably fry up some eggs tomorrow morning. I did this morning, and
you better fry them both top and bottom. If that yolk is still liquid, it is still contagious.
Well,
the virus, they say, well, that's just a nice visit to the hot tub.
And you know what we'll do? If Donald Trump gets reelected and we've got the ease and the opportunity and the freedom to talk nutrition, I'd love to, you know, have you on or talk with you, you know, and do a show on nutrition. And I'll talk about some of the things.
Well, I don't
I'm
like
doing.
To
I'm,
talk
I'm
about
healthy.
Nutrition.
I'm healthy as a horse.
Like
I'm 72 and I feel like I'm, you know, 16. And so I must be doing some things right in my diet, but I'd love to hear from other people in the audience and so on, because we all want to live forever, and we all want to, keep ourselves in top fighting shape for the battle we're in. Well, Tom,
the beauty
thank you
of
very
the garden,
much, as always.
The beauty of the garden, James, the beauty of the garden, it's flooded with sunlight, flooded with oxygen, flooded with the cosmic particles, and that is the destroyer of all of the pathogens that plague man and animal.
Yes.
But the protector of those organisms is cholesterol, collagen, your skin, the hide of an animal. Inside of your body is cosmic darkness, and these pathogens are loving of darkness. They're the children of darkness, if you want to call it, the angels of darkness. Well,
that's why you'll find me in my big old garden up here in North Dakota, where everything grows in the months when it's warm enough to grow. Everything grows up here. So you'll find me barefoot in the dirt in my big garden up here in North Dakota. Tom, thank you very much. Let's try to squeeze in some more people. Let's go to, we got Dr. Kelly in California. You've been waiting the longest. Dr. Kelly, thank you as always.
I could have helped you use this few precious minutes leading up to the election so efficiently, Kelso, and I want to hear from and about a couple of men. That would be the Trumpster, and that would be you and your, you know, teachings and opinions. And if anybody has gotten their economic impact payment and you have an 11-year-old, you want to make that a super birthday by hooking them up with some sort of trust fund at FrontSight, And I'm going to challenge you, Kelso. Every time you mention Scarf and Barf, other than by those names, I'm going to have you make a deposit into my ammo bunker at Front Sight. I'm just admonishing you lovingly, I'm going to arm wrestle you and stuff, and we'll make up when we meet. And I just want you to rock our world with all the Trump info, because this is my only chance to feast and get the buffet. And, it's just funny. It's not like it turned into RBPN today with the, butt plugs or whatever. And so that's just funny, because it was Anderson Pooper, John Statmiller was going on about that, and like my buddy named his dog Merle Haggard, and I'm just giving you like the 10 diamonds and then I'll bail. But, I'm so grateful that we have the window of time and these few precious seconds for you to preach the truth to us and to not give space to anybody that would distract and speak someone else's third, fourth, fifth party words, when we need your wisdom and your knowledge and your insight to give us joy, and it's so cool that you were doing the Merle Haggard. I mean, I love my friend, my neighbor named his doggy Merle, and he's so pretty. He's like a bully pit. He's like a bully pit. He's got like the head of a Roddy and then the body of like, it's just so cute. It's like he's just so precious, and he just like, he'll come drool on you and live in the dream and just like barbecuing with your buddies. And my friend, who's a farmer and a rancher and raises like, sheep and piggies and stuff and chickens and everything, it's so cute. She's like, well, Dr. Kelly, how do we get out of the lockdown? I'm all, dude, just like open the door and go outside, cause
okay, now you mentioned something important. Just open the door and go outside. Folks, I saw this morning for the first time, and I was going to forget to mention it. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. I'll tell you how do you get out of the lockdown? This was unexpected for me, because the German people have been so compliant. They've been such willing slaves for so many years. The Germans caught fire this last week, and starting at the Brandenburg Gate, a huge crowd of Germans was out in the streets in Berlin saying, go to hell with your lockdown, Angela Merkel. Go to hell with your mask and your everything else. And folks, this is if why haven't we done it? The Germans are much more obedient traditionally since the war. They've been much more obedient to their government than we Americans have. We're the ornery ones. We're the ones that produce Merle Haggard. There's no German Merle Haggard, but it's the Germans get the credit. They get the prize. They got out into the street before we did. There hasn't been a good in the street, go to hell rally in America. And we need that. We need a crowd of 100,000 people. And some people think there were that many in Berlin this week. I mean, just a huge, go look at the YouTubes, folks, of the German protest against the lockdown. And if we could have that, if we could have something somewhere in the U.S. and we're ready to do it. I gave the example of a single patriot who put out a social media message saying, let's have a pro-Trump rally at Lake Murray, northwest of Columbia, South Carolina. But who knows where that is?
Yeah, Lake Tahoe, too, and every lake. Go there fishing and run your trot line.
Yeah, but let me tell you what happened. So this guy, he just put out the message, he called it a Trump-tilla. Now, Trump wasn't there, nobody, no celebrities, nothing. But this guy had 3,500 votes and 31,000 patriots in a huge parade on this unknown Lake Murray in South Carolina. People boating all the way from towing their boats from places like Wisconsin. So what I'm saying is this, folks, we could have a deal. We could have something where Donald Trump, let's say he rents Daytona or rents Talladega, and we could say, you know what, Fauci and all the rest of you, go to hell. We're going to have a rally with 100,000 people. And you know what? We're going to be...
You said it. We'll said it, Kelso. You owe me. You owe me some freaking rounds of ammo, dude. Beep, 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 beep.
Okay.
Yeah, come to Tahoe. Please. Come to Tahoe.
Okay.
fill
okay.
it up.
And by the way, folks, when Dr. Kelly talks about front sight firearms training, I have a commander membership. So when you hear about that offer from John Stadtmiller, it's real, folks. I have it. It's in my wallet right now. Just look closely into your speakers there. You can see my card, my commander membership in front sight. And you want that. And I'll tell you what, if Joe Biden gets elected, you're going to really need that card even more. So take John up on that offer at front sight.
Dr. Kelly, I'm never getting my economic impact payment, and I'm so mad.
Let's get to Wayne right after this break. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the should. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Hey folks, we're back. This is our last chance to talk together here on Sunday, our two-hour show. Wayne in Texas. Let's get to Wayne quickly before I make you wait for nothing, Wayne. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I am, James. I've had some good callers today. It's been excellent information. The reason I wanted to call was I wanted to bring this to attention of a lot of the listeners who may not have heard it, but On July 19th in the second hour, Steve Elkins did what I think is a very significant interview with a lawyer from South Africa. His name is Schalk, like S-C-H-A-L-K. I know you've had Karen Smith on, who's been very informative also. But I think based on what we've seen the last few weeks with riots and some of the things going on in Seattle and other places, Mr. Schalk was able to really lay out what happens when you have a black-run government. You know, and he talked about, as you well know, the property seizures, the outright killings by roving black gangs, racial discrimination in the South African government. And it's pretty easy to see where, if you look at all the methods being employed right now, this is the end game for this country. This is where they want this country to go. And Steve did surmise that he's felt this was coming for quite a while, and maybe South Africa was the testing ground for, you know, getting it all laid out. But after the riots now, it's pretty clear what we're up against. And I would really recommend a lot of people just forget about the other distractions. Survival against this kind of monstrosity of a government is what we're up against right now. And that's why talking about the potential for vote fraud like Trump has is really very clear right now. Is this something you've been aware of, too?
Yes, and of course, we covered on my radio show, actually been a few years now, we had a heck of a series on South Africa, and it was really something. And it's only gotten worse in South Africa. Our situation here, yes, mob rule by terror, like those farm murders, that is an awful, I mean, that is evil. And you'll notice in those farm murders, the perpetrators of those murders, they're not really, that you can see from the way the bodies are found and the stories that come from anybody that survives, it's very plain that the people were horribly tortured. The goal wasn't just to kill these people with a bullet in the head. No, these people were, you know, and I'm not going to go into it because everybody who listens is, you know, you've heard stuff about how people are tortured, but imagine all the worst tortures, that's evil. Evil does that, and we're facing evil. Now, Wayne, here's where I feel, you know, how you can feel good about something really bad, and that is this. Evil is showing its face in these riots and these. I hope they're jumping the gun. I hope they're revealing themselves too soon, and that the American people in this 95 days we have left, that this appearance, the evil taking its mask off, showing itself, that enough sort of, you know, dumb bunny people will wake up in time to bring Trump back into office. Keep him there.
Yeah, no doubt. And along these lines, let's remember Judicial Watch did a report. 300 counties in the country had 2.5 million more people registered to vote and are eligible.
Oh,
so there's a lot of potential for vote fraud.
Wayne, call back. You know, our next show is going to be next Sunday. So call me back next Sunday. We'll talk about everything you brought up.
Good.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So long for now.
Don't stop.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.